Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is the great day before a great and fateful announcement. The announcement has been announced, but not its substance. President Trump is going to make a big announcement tomorrow. He's promoting it with a very striking animated video showing him as a superhero. What will the announcement be? He has promised that it will be a blockbuster. We will cover that. There's also a couple of shock polls that are being promoted, one in the Wall Street Journal, one in USA Today, about how Americans feel about the upcoming election. What is shocking about them? We will get to that. We'll also get to the developments with the war in Ukraine. And it turns out that there is a closer and closer relationship between Russia and Iran and Russia's dependence on Iranian equipment. Is this good news for the Russians? Or something else? We'll be speaking to Elizabeth Braw of American Enterprise Institute on that. And there's a general sense, and I woke up with this question today, Americans are basically so unhappy with the state of the country right now. I mean, you still have three quarters of Americans who think we're headed on the wrong track. And part of the reason, it seems to me, that we cannot get together at all, even with a new Congress coming in, on what direction we should go, is because we can't even begin to agree on what exactly is wrong with the United States. Are we still reeling from a fake pandemic? Is there an attack of prejudice against conservative white Christians? Is it globalism? Is it homelessness? Is it the impact of social media? What's wrong with America? If you have some thoughts on that, you'll have a chance to call. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And a big announcement. Huge study done by a number of the leading epidemiological experts in the country that shows that how many people have gotten vaccines so far? 262,908,216 people, or 79% of the population, who have received at least one dose of the vaccines that, by the way, were developed as an initiative of Donald J. Trump. Is it good news or bad news for the country that 79% of the... We'll get to that. Also, a demand that the Constitution be altered and repaired immediately to guarantee that democracy really works. This coming from a strong supporter of President Trump, who is a leading, very prominent, charismatic Mississippi pastor. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Here is the way that the new announcement was made about the forthcoming announcement by President Trump. Now, you have to see this to actually appreciate it. It's animated. It shows a picture of President Trump. He is ripping open his suit jacket and his tie, and to the red tie is to the side. He's posed in front of Trump Tower, and he's revealing beneath his suit a rippling muscular chest a la a superhero. And out of his eyes, there are glowing beams that come down in either direction, as if they are X-ray eyes or superhero eyes. And here's what the major announcement, or the preparation for the major announcement, sounded like. Listen.
America needs a superhero.
And the that comes along with a text that says a major announcement coming tomorrow. Nobody knows entirely what that major announcement will be. There is, however, an announcement on polls that have actually talked a lot about the Trump campaign, and the news is not great for the former president. There is, for instance, a new Wall Street Journal poll that shows that in a head-to-head match, the DeSantis gets 52%, Trump 38%, and undecided 9%. It also shows that DeSantis has a favorable rating of 43%, Trump of 36%. Now, this is limited because it's a poll that emphasizes it's a head-to-head matchup. And Trump didn't do particularly well with head-to-head matchups either last time. What happened for him, the reason he won the nomination in 2016, is because it was never head-to-head. It was always Trump versus a crowd of people who seemed to be more establishment insiders. But then there is also a Suffolk University poll from USA Today, and this says that, look, in a head-to-head match, which Trump avoided in 2016, Biden leads Trump 47-40, and against DeSantis, Biden loses to DeSantis 47-43. So the indication being that right now, Republicans who want to win, which I hope is every single Republican, should be looking very seriously at Ron DeSantis. Trump's favorable rating is 30% nationwide, unfavorable 62%. And this has only gone down since Trump announced his campaign. Among all voters, 69% don't want Trump to run. How many don't want Biden to run? 67%. This is why if there was one Christmas gift, one Hanukkah gift with Hanukkah right around the corner, that Americans could actually receive and celebrate, it would be both of these elderly gentlemen stepping aside. Among Republican and conservative independents, 65% say they want DeSantis to run. 47% want Trump to run. In July, 60% wanted Trump to run. That has gone down very sharply. Trump is such a known quantity, writes Dan McLaughlin over at National Review, that it's hard for him to persuade new voters. If more of the polls in the coming months look like this, the Trump 2024 campaign will swiftly acquire, and Dan McLaughlin writes, the reek of staleness and failure. And that leaves things open for the Republicans with their new majority, very narrow majority. By the way, part of their majority was confirmed by the victory of Lauren Boebert of Colorado, where they had a recount because the race was so exceptionally close. It was down to 0.2% difference between Adam Frisch, the Democratic nominee, and Lauren Boebert, the Republican. Well, Lauren Boebert, the gun-toting Republican from Colorado, won her race, so the Republicans will have their majority. It's a majority of 5 seats. And Kevin McCarthy, who is the incoming speaker, presumably, has actually received some unexpected assistance. In other words, right now, there are a number of members of Congress, including Ralph Norman, who's a very conservative Republican, pro-Trump Republican, from South Carolina, who is saying they will never vote for Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. So what's remarkable right now is just in the last 24 hours, there have been a series of phone calls made to help McCarthy secure the speakership. We will tell you about that. We will also be talking about the new relationship between Iran and Russia. What does that mean for the United States or for the future of the war in Ukraine? We'll be getting that and more on The Medved Show.
America needs a superhero.
Michael Medved. We'll be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medved show, America needs a superhero. Actually, America needs ordinary, everyday heroes who participate and are constructive and maybe can help bring this nation together more than politicians, celebrities. But who knows? What's exactly wrong with this country right now? What went wrong with this country? At some point, Probably if you look back, after the very beginning of the Obama administration, there was a surge of good feeling when Obama was first elected, but that collapsed very quickly. Remember how unbelievably controversial the Obamacare legislation was, and a majority of Americans didn't want it there, and it got there anyway. But what went wrong with this country, and at what point did it go wrong? Or are we just moving along happily and steadily, with Steve Bannon, by the way, offering the idea on his website at the War Room, his podcast. He says that I'm calling on 4,000 shock troops to deconstruct the federal government brick by brick. Really? This is a conservative position? This is fresh from his double conviction yesterday of two contempt of Congress accusations for not cooperating and answering any questions about January 6th. He says he wants to see people stepping forward to say, hey, I want to be one of those 4,000 shock troops. This is shock troops? Meaning what exactly? Well, he doesn't say. He says, and you'll pardon the language, he says, suck on it. We are destroying this illegitimate regime. You could say that Biden administration has been doing its own job in undermining itself without Steve Bannon's help. But he vowed last year to go medieval on his enemies. I don't know exactly what medieval shock troops look like by Steve Bannon, but maybe you have a better idea. I mentioned before that some members of Congress were getting some surprising phone calls on behalf of Kevin McCarthy, because increasingly it's obvious that it would be a disaster for Republicans. It would be very bad for the country. It would be terrible for the institution of the House if enough Republicans, and that means five, decide, no, I can't vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker. I would rather throw this open to chaos, especially at a time when there have to be basic approvals for key funding bills, or we'll have another government shutdown and maybe even a government default, and it would not be a good thing. There are things that Congress has to do besides investigating cryptocurrency. And with that in mind, a guy named Donald J. Trump took some time away from his preparation for this epic announcement that is due tomorrow to call at least two members of Congress and say, hey, you guys, get it straight. Vote to put Kevin McCarthy in as Speaker. Now, Trump does not feel that way about Mitch McConnell over on the Senate side. Mitch McConnell doesn't need Trump support. He has support, virtually unanimous support from his fellow senators. But Ralph Norman phone calls from Trump, and that basically they were phone calls asking them to vote for Kevin McCarthy to install him as Speaker, which, by the way, shows at least some concern about the status of the Republican Party, which has been a real problem with President Trump, as the developments in the midterm elections made very clear. Meanwhile, problems with President Biden. He ran a victory lap yesterday concerning the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, which protects both same-sex marriages and protects interracial marriages. Now, neither one needed any protection legally, because they both are the law of the land. And President Biden completely misstated some of the history here. Now, it is true, he was one of the first Democrats to come out openly and to favor a redefinition of marriage, saying that people of the same sex, same gender, ought to have the right to marry one another, just like people of the opposite gender. But this is what he sounded like yesterday, celebrating the passage on a bipartisan basis of the new Respect for Marriage Act. Clip 1.5.
Today's a good day. A day America takes a vital step toward equality, toward liberty and justice, not just for some, but for everyone. Everyone. Toward creating a nation where decency, dignity, and love are recognized, honored, and protected. Today, I sign the Respect for Marriage Act into law. Deciding whether to marry, who to marry, is one of the most profound decisions a person can make. And as I've said before, and some of you might remember, on a certain TV show 10 years ago, I got in trouble. Marriage, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, marriage is a simple proposition. Who do you love? And will you be loyal to that person you love? It's not more complicated than that. And the law recognizes that everyone should have the right to answer those questions for themselves without the government interference.
Okay, the idea with without the government interference, what this is all about is government interference. It's about what the government will recognize as marriage. No one has ever suggested a law saying that cohabitation, that people should not be allowed to live together. This is a question of the kind of relationship that the government gets entangled with on issues like child support, on issues like divorce, which unfortunately does happen. But the idea that this is an entirely private thing, and it's only Joe Biden and passage of this law which is going to protect interracial marriages or same-sex marriages, it's nonsense. And this is worse nonsense. This is pernicious nonsense. Listen to what Biden said about the threat that he perceives to gay marriage. Listen, clip 9.
Dobbs decision. The court's extreme conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade and the right to choose. In his concurring opinion, Justice Thomas went even further, and he wrote the following, quote, "We should reconsider all the court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, Obergefell." That means he thinks we should reconsider whether you've got the right access to contraception. And yes, we should reconsider whether you have the right to marry who you love. And that's not only the challenge ahead. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong.
Okay, first of all, who's getting thrown out of restaurants for being gay in the afternoon or any other time? Secondly, Justice Thomas did not say that gay marriage should be banned. He did not say that at all. What he was talking about was the precedent of substantive due process, the basis on which the Supreme Court made its fateful decisions. And the idea that there would be any overturning of same-sex marriage or of interracial marriage is an absurd.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Richard Johnson. As expected, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates, but it's the smallest hike in 7 months, just 0.5%, putting the Fed's benchmark borrowing rate at between 4.25% and 4.5%. There's word of a framework in place for a one-year federal spending bill, but Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell still has concerns.
If a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, then I'll support it.
If not, McConnell says he'll push for a short-term continuing resolution and push the larger bill into next year.
President Biden's welcoming the leaders of about 50 African nations to Washington.
This forum is about building connections. It's about closing deals. And above all, it's about the future, our shared future.
More southern tornadoes, the latest in New Iberia, Louisiana, trapping some people in their homes. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show, broadcasting from Honolulu, Hawaii at the moment, and God will, and with God's help, home tomorrow. And very, very eager, actually, to get home, despite the fact that it's wonderful to be having this trip with my wonderful wife. Elizabeth Braw is also a wonderful guest. She's been frequently on this show. She is a senior fellow of the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on defense against emerging national security challenges. And one of those challenges was highlighted by her this week in the Wall Street Journal, where there have been increasing deliveries of Iranian arms to Russia for its struggle in a war that it appears by all measures to be losing. To talk about what exactly is going on, it is a pleasure to welcome back Elizabeth Braw. She is the author of The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. Elizabeth, first of all, you'd normally think that getting new weapons, regardless of where they come from, is good news. Why is it bad news for the Russians to be getting these boatloads and boatloads and boatloads of equipment and materiel from Iran?
You're right, Michael. Ordinarily, when any country in a war gets weapons, you would think that's a good thing. The problem for Russia is that it never expected to need these weapons. It expected to invade Ukraine and to defeat the Ukrainians within a few days, install a puppet regime, and then go home. And that's the sort of operation that it planned its logistics for. So it didn't plan to need huge supplies of additional weaponry because it was going to be a quick war, right? I mean, it's still not called a war. It's called the Special Military Operation. But it has the war, as we all know, is still being waged. There's nowhere close to being won by either side. And so the Russians are running short on military equipment. They desperately need more, and they don't have the manufacturing capability to quickly produce more, so they have to turn to the few remaining friends they have, and those friends include Iran.
Okay, why does it make sense for Iran, which has enormous problems of their own? I mean, we're recently getting stories from Iran of how they've been executing people participating in these anti-regime demonstrations and leaving the bodies hanging up in public to frighten people. This is clearly a regime with its own challenges. Why does it make sense for Iran to send weapons to Russia?
Well, Iran is becoming, it was already a shunned country under this regime, and it's becoming even more so thanks to the or as a result of the horrible treatment of the protesters they just described. And so it's a country with almost no friends in this world, and if you are a country with almost no friends in this world, you have to sort of stick together with the ones you do have. So Iran is not in a position to give up a lot of its weaponry, including what it's currently producing, because it needs weaponry itself. But it's trying to help Russia simply because it just doesn't have very many allies, and it is useful to be friends with Russia, which we should remember is a country with a seat in the permanent seat in the UN Security Council. So Iran is not doing it out of compassion or being a good Samaritan. It's simply a clever move for a country that has almost no international support anymore.
There were some figures released today that just seemed to me almost inconceivable, and I wanted to get your read on them. I believe the ultimate source, because it's in the British press, was the British Ministry of Defense. They say there have now been 94,760 Russians who have been killed in action. That's Russian military. And 284,280 wounded, and 1,000 captured. Does that sound credible to you? A total of close to 400,000 people who have either been severely wounded or killed or captured in this misbegotten Russian adventure. Is it possible it could be that bad?
Yes, it is. If you read it in the press, it's true. No, the British press was quoting figures from the UK Ministry of Defence, and the UK Ministry of Defence has been exemplary in providing intelligence, in providing daily updates about this war, so that we, the global public, have an understanding of what's going on. Because without an authoritative source, I think we'd all be speculating. But credit to the UK Ministry of Defence for putting out those daily updates, and it is a brutal war. The problem, though, Michael, is that the Russians seem to have a very high threshold for pain, and people keep referring back to World War II when the Soviets lost close to around 20 million people. I don't think we'll see 20 million people being killed in this as a result of this war. But the problem is that the Russian soldiers being drafted or serving in this war, both as draftees and as professional soldiers, they are not the most influential young men in Russia. They are drafted in from the provinces. They come from the Central Asian parts of the country and so forth. They are cannon fodder, and their parents are not in a position to stage powerful protests. As it was in the Vietnam War in the United States, well-connected young men get out of this war. They don't serve in it. They don't serve as professional soldiers, and they certainly are not going to let themselves be drafted. And so we'll see more of the same, I'm afraid, until the number is so great that the mothers, I think it will be the soldiers' mothers until they start staging massive protests, because there will be many, many of them who have lost their sons.
Boris Johnson, the former British Prime Minister, writes, "I don't care how often I have to say it, the war in Ukraine can defeat Russian forces, must be pushed back to the de facto boundary of February 24th. There is no way for Volodymyr Zelensky or the Ukrainian people could conceivably accept another outcome. Not after the savagery they have endured." And he concludes, "This thing is only going one way. For the sake of the world, let those brave Ukrainians finish the job, and the quicker the better." Is he right that there is only one ultimate outcome of this war, and it is Putin's defeat?
The West will keep supporting Ukraine until it wins. The question, though, Michael, is whether the West will support Ukraine until it manages to retake Crimea as well, which is what Zelensky has said Ukraine wants to do, or whether the West says we'll support you until you retake the territory taken by the Russians since the 24th of February. These are two different things, and the West is uniformly behind Ukraine until it gets everything back they had on the 24th of February this year. But the Ukrainians, now having tasted a bit of victory and seeing that they do have a chance of pushing back the Russians, are pushing or hoping for to get Crimea back as well. And I think that's where there will be some very painful conversations taking place in the future between the government of Ukraine and the government of the Western countries that support it, because you can't sort of split that equation. It's either with Crimea or without Crimea.
This Elizabeth Braw, it is wonderful to speak to you, and I hope we have further good news. It's also a relief that that actually, and this is the point of your piece, which is linked at our website at michaelmedved.com, the fact that there are all of these weapons being delivered to Russia by Iran is not a sign of health or success for either regime. Elizabeth Braw, the American Enterprise Institute, happy holiday season, and may we all be enjoying more peaceful and encouraging news. Maybe a taste of that coming up on the Med.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the things that we have altogether too much of in this country is paranoia and the assumption that the other side, whether that's conservative justices at the Supreme Court, if you happen to be a liberal and you look at the other side, well, oh my goodness, Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas. Neil Gorsuch, they're all so scary and terrible. And then, of course, there are conservatives who look at absolutely everything the President of the United States and his cabinet and his supporters in Congress do, and you think, my God, are they really trying to disassemble this country brick by brick, which is something that Steve Bannon actually suggested is necessary for 4,000 shock troops. I don't know where he got the number 4,000, but this is the kind of talk that Bannon was using right before January 6th, and that really did not work out tremendously well. But the President of the United States should not be promoting paranoia. It is simply not true that the victory that the President celebrated yesterday, the victory on the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, was necessary to protect people from assaults on their marriages, whether they are interracial marriages, which have been established to be a constitutional right since 1967, or whether they were same-sex marriages, which are now legal in every single state. And here is what President Biden said that is so profoundly irresponsible and so completely untrue. Listen carefully to the President of the United States. This is clip 9.
Dobbs decision. The court's extreme conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade and the right to choose. In his concurring opinion, Justice Thomas went even further, and he wrote the following quote. We should reconsider all the court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, Obergefell. That means he thinks we should reconsider whether you've got the right to access to contraception. And yes, we should reconsider whether you have the right to marry who you love. And that's not only the challenge ahead. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong. Wrong.
Wrong. Okay, one of the things that is so untrue about that is that it distorts the language that Clarence Thomas actually used in his concurring decision. Now, first of all, a concurring decision is not law. The law is declared in the majority decision. And the majority decision, with its six votes in Dobbs, was not written by Clarence Thomas. It was written by Samuel Alito. And he specifically made clear that he didn't feel that the overturning of Roe had any further impact in prior decisions about marriage or reproduction or anything else. And here's what Thomas said. He said he agreed that nothing in the Roe-related ruling, quote, should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. In future cases, we should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell, because any substantive due process decision is demonstrably erroneous. We have a duty to correct the error established in these precedents. And he's not talking about overruling the precedents. He's talking about the basis for them, which was a substantive due process. Now, let me explain for just a moment, and this is, I'm not getting too law school-y or too much in the deep weeds, but part of the basis for Roe and part of the basis for these other decisions was not that there is a fundamental human right or that we believe that it is an invasion of privacy for the government to ban contraceptives. The basis for the decisions was a violation of the 14th Amendment, which guarantees to every American due process of the law. The history of the 14th Amendment was not to establish a general right of privacy or to establish new rights. It was to make sure the rights already in the Constitution and already recognized for white Americans were extended to Americans of every race, every origin. And it came along with the idea of equal protection of the law. And the 14th Amendment, which was passed right after the Civil War, it was passed in 1867, that amendment, it's such a stretch to relate it to anything like gay marriage or the right to contraception, which was established by the Griswold case in 1965. What all of this does for the president is to set up a completely fallacious straw man to suggest that you need me, everyone needs me, because otherwise the big, bad, evil Supreme Court, despite the fact that that Samuel Alito said in his decision in the Dobbs case that it would not be extended to other issues, to say that we need now to protect gay marriage because of that one mention in passing from the concurring, not the majority opinion, the concurring decision by opinion, because he didn't make the decision. He offered an opinion by Clarence Thomas. Now, do I wish that Clarence Thomas hadn't gone there at all and expressed his opinion substantive due process precedents that he wants to correct and improve and to have the rights that he was talking about on a firmer basis? I wish he hadn't gone there, because it gives people on the other side the opportunity to basically exaggerate dangers that don't exist. One of the dangers that does not exist is the danger of changing the way that we elect senators to the United States Senate. There's one very frustrated partisan who is a member of clergy who says there is an absolute emergency with changing the Constitution and changing the way that we elect our United States senators. We will go to that issue coming up. We will also get to Kevin McCarthy talking about if he does become Speaker, the need for change in order to allow the Congress to do what it needs to do to authorize spending bills and to prevent the government from shutting down. Oh, and yes, there was today a very interesting opinion that was offered by a struggling Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokesman. Listen to her unusual construction and handling and graceful handling of words. This is clip five.
In a bicameral, in a bipartisan way, was done in a bipartisan, bicameral way. Bicameral, bipartisan support.
Okay, she's talking about bicameral, which sounds like two kinds of a flavor. What she means, of course, is bicameral. And the idea of a bicameral legislature is something that is established in the Constitution of the United States. We have a Senate and we have a House. And the House is elected directly by the people. It always has been. But the Senate, in the first years of the Republic, and when they say the first years, up until 1913, in 1913 they provided for direct election of U.S. senators, so that you have a situation that even though in the recent runoff in Georgia, if you look at the counties, there was Raphael Warnock carried very few counties. Most of the counties in Georgia were carried by Herschel Walker. But guess what? You don't count votes by county. You count them by individual voters. Every individual voter counts, just as it does for the House of Representatives. Why is that? It's because they went through a constitutional amendment in 1913. It was signed by President Taft just before. It was actually approved, because it does, a constitutional amendment doesn't get signed. It gets approved by three-quarters of the states, and it was approved by three-quarters of the states, because clearly there were too many problems involved with allowing state legislatures, even if they did not get the most votes, to choose a candidate for the Senate. So what do we do about it? We will get to that pressing issue. It's not particularly threatening. And more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.